237.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, toll free. Take control of the show. We are inside hour number two now, here until 10 o'clock Eastern time, and you can bring up whatever you want. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And again, 800-259-9231. Also, join us online at freetalklive.com, and you can get live streaming. We've got the broadband feed, got the dial-up feed. They're, of course, totally free at freetalklive.com. And also, don't forget that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It is your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, you can call them toll-free at 888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604, or go to freestateproject.org. Now then, we got a lot to talk about, as always, but you can take control and bring up whatever's on your mind, political issue, personal problem, even pop culture. Goes at 800-259-9231. Dr. Jeffrey Miron, according to the Advocates for Self-Government, a visiting professor of economics at Harvard University, has released a report that estimates that replacing marijuana prohibition with a system of taxation and regulation similar to that used for alcoholic beverages would produce combined savings and tax revenues of between $10 billion and $14 billion per year.
That would be good for the American people.
Yes, it would.
I mean, there's just no way to say otherwise.
Not to mention the thousands that would stay out of jail.
The biggest thing that you can say about marijuana is that it's, quote-unquote, a gateway drug.
And actually, the government's own study, man, which I don't know if you were aware of this, but the Institute of Medicine commissioned a study about 5 or 6 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
The government commissioned this study looking to find out if marijuana was a gateway drug. They came back conclusively saying, no, marijuana is not a gateway drug. The only factor that leads it to being a gateway drug is the fact that it's illegal because it's illegal, it is placed right next to the rest of the drugs by the drug dealers.
I agree with that, and that's really what my point is. Marijuana will cease to be a gateway drug once it ceases to be illegal. The only gateway that marijuana really has is that it's illegal.
Yep.
And people see, oh, wow, I can obtain and use illegal drugs that they've told me are terrible, that will make me sprout hair on my palms and grow breasts,
right,
and all this other crazy stuff they tell the American public about marijuana.
They'll tell them anything.
Anything. and suddenly, you know, the illegality of it all, it doesn't seem so scary.
Mm-hmm.
That's the biggest problem with the whole gateway thing. And it would cease to be a gateway if it ceased to be illegal.
So in response to those numbers coming out, the savings and the tax revenues of $10 to $14 billion per year.
$10 to $14 billion. Wouldn't that be great for our economy?
Oh, my gosh. Absolutely. More than 500 distinguished economists, led by 92-year-old Nobel Prize winner Dr. Milton Friedman, released an open letter to President Bush and other public officials.
How many scientists?
Over 500 economists, not scientists.
Economists, excuse me.
They were calling for, quote, an open and honest debate about marijuana prohibition, adding, quote, we believe such a debate will favor a regime in which marijuana is legal but taxed and regulated just like other goods. Milton's paper, The Budgetary Implications of Marijuana Prohibition, agrees that replacing marijuana prohibition with a system that treats marijuana like alcohol is currently treated, would save approximately $7.7 billion in government expenditures on prohibition enforcement and $2.4 billion at the federal level, as well as $5.3 billion at the state and local levels. Revenue from taxation of marijuana sales would range from $2.4 billion per year if marijuana were taxed like ordinary consumer goods to $6.2 billion if it were taxed like alcohol or tobacco. So, seriously, a total turnaround in revenues, instead of spending money that they don't have.
I think we could realistically, I think it's very realistic that if, in fact, marijuana does become legalized, and it had a huge hit from the Supreme Court here, what was it, last week?
Okay.
About last week.
It was states' rights that took a hit, not necessarily marijuana specifically. But yes, it was under attack.
It was the states' rights about marijuana.
Right.
If marijuana does become legalized, I think we have to be very clear that it's not going to be gray market where it's pretty much, you know, they won't enforce it, that kind of thing. They're gonna tax it and regulate it and license the sale of it, just like they do with alcohol.
That doesn't excite me, but it certainly excites me as far as it would be years and, I mean, eons better of a process than what we currently have.
It's better because I don't have to pay money to keep marijuana, you know, users, possessors in jail.
Absolutely.
And there are, you know, what, 80% of the drug charges are basically marijuana charges?
Possession charges, usually, yeah. Not even dealing or anything like that.
Just possession.
Right. The marijuana policy...
I can't get excited about marijuana possession. I'm sorry.
Sure.
I can't.
The marijuana policy project, well, the other thing would do would protect you from being robbed. Not that there are a lot of potheads out there.
Yeah, I don't feel like that's the case.
But
I mean,
nonetheless, there is still violence because of the marijuana trade. There are people that are in the dealing side of it that experience the violence because at the upper, you know, the upper echelons, if you're doing 300-pound deals and somebody decides they don't want to pay you and instead they'd rather shoot you and leave you in the dust in Arizona, that kind of stuff happens.
It does happen, and...
And those guys are just trying to get product to consumers.
I know. It's hard for me to feel terrible about what happens to a high-end drug dealer.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I don't think the American people...
They
really
understand the risk they're taking, that's for sure. So as the Marijuana Policy Project, which funded the study, points out, the impact of such sums, $14 billion would, for example, cover the securing of all loose nukes in the former Soviet Union in less than 3 years. As Milton Friedman and over 500 economists have now said, it's time for a serious...
But it's more important to keep marijuana illegal in America than it is to secure the loose nukes in the former Soviet Union.
Yeah, it's such a dangerous plant when actually, in fact, not one person has ever medically been attributed to have been killed by smoking too much marijuana.
Wasn't there a story that we reported on some kid tried to swallow his joint and choked on it when the cops stopped him? I mean, choked to death on it?
I don't remember that story.
That would be a marijuana death, right?
There was a story about a guy that swallowed some balloons full of hash to transport them over an airline, and they apparently broke open in his stomach acid or something like that and killed him because there was just way too much of it entering his system at once.
I'm amazed.
But that's hash, dude. I mean, you wouldn't normally...
Yeah.
Normally, you would not be able to consume that much hash if you were attempting to consume it in a recreational manner.
Right.
He was attempting to smuggle it. Milton Friedman and over 500 economists have now said it's time for a serious debate about whether marijuana prohibition makes any sense, said Rob Campia, executive director of the Marijuana Policy Project. We know that prohibition hasn't kept marijuana away from kids. Since year after year, 85% of high school seniors tell government survey takers that marijuana is easy to get.
Yeah, it's easier to get than alcohol.
For most kids, it is. You're right about that.
Kids, because, I mean, it's smaller and more compact. I mean, kids can buy it and then transport it to school or give it to their friends, that kind
of thing.
Right,
and they're usually buying it from their friends.
Right.
And so it's not like they have to have some adult go into a convenience store and buy beer for them, that sort of thing, which is what we did when we were kids.
Yeah.
Of course, as libertarians...
Well, there's always that store in town where you can go,
right,
where kids can go and buy.
Every kid knows which store it is,
yep,
too.
They sure do.
The word
gets
around
fast.
Oh, yeah. Of course, as libertarians, we'd much rather see marijuana totally decriminalized and completely free from taxes and alcohol treated the same way. The last thing the federal government needs is more money from any source. Still, reforms such as that proposed in this report would go a long way towards ending the worst aspects of marijuana prohibition.
I agree.
So it's definitely steps in the right direction.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's still going to transfer some of the racket over to the medical industry as opposed to the black market, which currently has the monopoly on the marijuana.
I don't think it necessarily.
Business.
It's no more the medical industry than the alcohol industry is the medical.
Well,
industry.
The question
it would
be called
the marijuana industry.
Well, would it be illegal for people to grow their own marijuana? I guess.
I don't see why.
I can't imagine why they would do that.
Is it illegal to distill your own alcohol?
It's illegal to grow your own tobacco in a lot of states. And as far as alcohol goes, you can do like the homebrew stuff, but you can't do bathtub gin or anything.
I see.
There's certain restrictions there. I don't know exactly what they are. If you do and you want to clue us in, 800-259-9231.
I don't think that it would be a big deal, though. I mean, you don't hear a lot of bathtub gin stories.
No, you really don't.
But
then again, nobody's trying to attack a bathtub gin. You know, there's nobody out there calling for it being banned.
Nope.
So if marijuana was legal, we'd probably hear less marijuana stories.
A lot less.
Tom in Brooklyn is on the line. He's holding patiently. He wants to talk about tracking, government tracking, I think. And we're going to come back with his call if he's patient enough. 800-259-9231. Your calls as well. Anything goes. This is your show. So take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Mm-hmm. JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try No BO. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. No BO is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NO-BO. Check out their website at no-bo.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with No BO. That's no-bo.com.
Hi, folks. Jack Brownrigg from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
At ReasonToFreedom.com, our motto is that reason is a natural, life-giving activity of the mind. We regard independent thinking as the most important virtue, as well as the best hope for a free society. ReasonToFreedom.com is a free online weekly libertarian magazine and is the voice of the Reason Liberty movement. ReasonToFreedom.com consists of timely political and philosophical commentary, a regular human interest column by Truman West, movie reviews by Popcorn and the Kernels, insightful book reviews, golf reviews, and much, much more. Free your minds and tap into the mainstream of the Reason Liberty movement at ReasonToFreedom.com. The limits of tyrants are prescribed by the endurance of those they oppress. Fight the power with ReasonToFreedom.com. Find out why, if liberty is what you want, reason is what you need. The 10-step program to sanity, freedom, and world peace. That's ReasonToFreedom.com.
How come every time you need to fill up your tank, you discover gas prices have gone up again? It's not only frustrating, but it's costing you big bucks at the pump. Is there hope in sight? Well, the solution is here. It's time for System 48 Plus. System 48 Plus has been proven to not only save you gas by up to 5 miles per gallon guaranteed, but System 48 Plus has also been shown to increase engine performance, compression, and horsepower with one easy application to the oil of your car's engine. It works great with regular or synthetic oils, and even has the strength for a heavy-duty diesel engine. System 48 Plus cleans the engine walls, then sticks to the engine's internal components to prevent metal-to-metal wear and friction on your engine, saving you trips to the pump and to the auto repair center. The way this product performs, you'd expect to pay over $100. But order today and you'll receive System 48 Plus for only $24.95 plus shipping and handling. Save your sanity and your money by calling and ordering your System 48 Plus today for only $24.95 by calling toll-free 866-305-0064. That's toll-free 866-305-0064. Or visit System48.net.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Take control of the show. Whether it be a political issue, personal problem, got a rant you want to get off your chest, we're here for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Till 10 o'clock, 10 o'clock Eastern Time tonight. So plenty of time for your calls. 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got the bulletin board system with literally thousands of posts for you to surf around through. Hundreds of people interacting. Be sure you check that out. It's absolutely free at freetalklive.com. Let's talk to Tom in Brooklyn. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich. Hello.
How you guys doing tonight?
Excellent, Tom. What's on your mind?
Well, that's wonderful. I used to run a pirate radio station called WFTG out of Brooklyn, New York.
Wow. Great. How long ago was that, Tom?
Huh?
How long ago was that?
Not long ago.
Why'd you stop?
A government intervention.
Really? What happened?
Lots of complaints about the antennas and all kinds of stuff about output and FCC-type raids and that kind of stuff. But
Wait. You got an FCC raid? They raided you?
Yeah, well, they didn't. The IRS did. So.
The IRS raided you?
Yeah, I had all kinds of problems, but I don't want to get into it. I called for a specific reason.
Okay, what's on your mind?
I'd like to share with you people some little-known knowledge about tracking. And where the tracking actually emanated from, where these people actually got the ideas for this type of tracking, and where it was first used.
You have some spooky music behind you.
Yeah, I didn't add that in.
You're weirding
me
out, man.
Believe it or not, that's my cell phone going off. I'm just gonna let it go.
Okay. So what you're going to tell us about the origins of tracking? Is that what you're?
Yeah.
Doing?
All right. Okay. First of all. Other than natural disasters, okay, and something like the Trade Center being knocked down, all right, do you know where the highest insurance payouts have been made?
No. Highest insurance paths?
Payouts.
Oh, payouts.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
Okay. On-sea piracy.
On what?
On-sea piracy.
Oh, on-sea piracy.
Yes. Hmm.
Interesting. Like over, I know there was some Japanese pirates or somebody over in the Asian waters. There's not much around this country, though, is there?
These pirates are in hand-cut Hong Kong suits and are bankers. They're a completely different brew of gangsters. But have you ever heard of the British Charter Association?
No. What's that?
The British Charter Association has the responsibility of registering all merchant ships over a certain weight, over a certain weight that carry expensive cargo or oil or precious oils like cashew oil.
And they only want to regulate the ones that are coming into Britain, right?
No, you don't understand. They are worldwide. Libyan ships are registered with them, okay?
Huh.
All international shipping is controlled by the British Charter Association.
Really?
Now, okay, you're getting the basis here.
Uh-huh.
Okay? That's where it starts, all right?
Okay.
Part of this space program, on the satellite tracking program,
right,
had to do with the loss of large cargo on the high seas.
You're saying that's where it got started, like somebody would get their ship robbed by the pirates, and so in order to supposedly protect the ships from piracy, they put in a tracking program for them?
Well, be patient with me.
We only have so much time,
okay.
So you got to keep it as short as possible.
No problem.
All right.
You take an old gal of a ship, rust-bound ship, you take on a high-profile, say, Belgian lasers, $1 billion worth of Belgian lasers. You ship them from Antwerp to New York. You drive it outside the port. You offload it onto another boat, sink the ship, right, and keep the $1 billion profit.
Did you say sink the ship?
Sink the ship. Sink the ship.
Now, wait, where do you go? Okay, well, hold on a second. If you've got $1 billion in lasers that you're transporting over a ship, you rob the ship, load everything onto a different ship, who do you go and sell it to? Do you have black market buyers, or do you go and deliver it to the people that were intending to buy it?
Well, you know, that's part of being the businessman. It's easy to network something at a much smaller price.
So you're saying that these heists are organized by people who aren't, you know, they don't have a swashbuckling knife between their teeth or anything like that. They're,
no, absolutely not. I mean, this is big business.
This is calculated, shark-like business.
On-sea piracy has been almost eliminated by global tracking.
Oh, so it doesn't happen anymore is what you're saying?
No. Now,
as a result
they still
of that.
Have the system in place.
Uh-huh.
You know, to track the movement. The transponder that's in your car, whether you realize it or not, every car since 1986 has got LoJack.
1986? Has what?
Has LoJack in it.
Oh, now, come on, man. That sounds like a vicious rumor. Now, I've heard that the cars in the last...
Listen to me.
And the cars in the last 10 years, Tom, have got the potential for this stuff.
The computer in the car was the size of a pack of cigarettes, right? Now, with computer technology, it's the size of a cigar box. There's a lot more in that. There's an EPA cutoff switch. There's a whole bunch of stuff in there.
Well, we know there's a bunch of emissions control stuff in there, but as far as LoJack tracking technology, I don't believe that for a second.
Well,
but, I mean, we'll take your word for on the rest of that stuff, but I don't believe
you might as well read the back of the thing, and figure out why it's FCC compliant.
Well, that just sounds like paranoia.
Microwaves have to be FCC compliant.
Yeah, every electrical device has to be FCC compliant. Because
okay, let me ask you another question.
Uh-huh.
If you think I'm going off on a paranoid tangent,
yeah.
why is there a return on your cable box?
A return?
Mm-hmm.
What are you talking about?
I ask you for some technical questions that you can ask your techno geeks.
Oh, I'm a bit of a techno geek myself. What do you mean by a return?
Okay,
what are you talking about?
You have a return. You know what the Nielsen rating system is?
Uh huh.
If you have a cable ready television, you know it says cable ready.
Right.
You know what that basically means?
What does it mean, Tom?
Ready for cable?
What does it mean?
It basically means that if you hook into the cable box and you remove the mechanism or allow the mechanism to be removed from the box, they can see into the house.
See into the house?
Are you living in 1984? This is like George Orwell. Come on, dude.
When you listen,
are you telling me a cathode ray tube can work in reverse?
Yeah,
give me a break, man.
How does that happen?
That's just utter paranoia. I mean, I believed you on the piracy thing, but
you know what? I'll tell you what. If you buy into the small end of it, you have to buy into the big end of it. Because
what are you talking about?
Well, if what
is that?
If the piracy is true, then the cable box thing has to be true. But
we know piracy is true. We know piracy still happens to this day.
We're not talking about swashbucklers here. We're talking about...
I understand that. I agree with you that they're not swashbucklers anymore, so I'm with you on the piracy thing, but to suggest that you can use... Are you just accepting this because someone told you it, Tom?
No, it's very simple because if the return on the cable box does not work correctly when it doesn't test back, it goes back to RCA or mm-hmm. whoever your cable... And then,
wait a minute. You're telling me Comcast is looking into my living room?
Are you going to tell me that kind of technology cannot exist?
I'm not saying it can't exist.
That kind of technology cannot exist.
I'm not saying it cannot exist. I'm saying you're paranoid for suggesting that it's in your $100 TV.
How does the Nielsen rating system work?
They have a very special Nielsen box that they hook up, dude.
No,
it's their own piece of hardware.
They use your telephone number and they can't...
Sorry, Tom. You're living in a fantasy world. We appreciate the call, though. 800-259-9231. Whoa. I mean, we've heard some claims on Free Talk Live, but that your televisions are watching you? Isn't that something that actually happened in 1984, the
yes.
novel?
It doesn't have to have a... You have to have a camera. Where's the camera?
Well, he's suggesting that somehow your TV works in reverse. Not possible. It's just total BS. This is your show, Free Talk Live. Take control, 800-259-9231.
Sandal season is finally here, but not for those of us too embarrassed to wear them because of yellow, unsightly toenails. If your nails look dark or discolored, now's the time to start using patented Non-X Nail Gel. All-natural Non-X is a topical ethanoic acid gel that clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under the nails called keratin debris.
Non-X Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. I used to have yellow nails, and now they look clear and almost perfect. I'm wearing sandals again.
Non-X Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guarantee. You'll find Non-X Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Non-X Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. Or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Finally, for millions of Americans at risk with high cholesterol, there's Liquid Quell. Doctor-recommended, safe, effective, affordable cholesterol control, available now at major wholesale clubs everywhere, without a prescription. Here's Dr. Sherry Rainwater, M.D.
I recommend Quell to my patients because it's been shown to be effective and safe in reducing cholesterol.
Quell is an easy way to improve your cholesterol profile without serious side effects in as little as 6 months, guaranteed. And Quell is safe for diabetics, gluten-free, and safe to take with prescriptions. Here's Cheryl G. in California.
Quell lowered my cholesterol significantly in 30 days, something I couldn't do with diet and exercise in 2 to 3 years.
Gentle, fast-acting Liquid Quell is available at major wholesale clubs nationwide and online at QuellDirect.com. Quell your cholesterol today, risk-free and guaranteed. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Quell is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Individual results may vary.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Saturday night edition. This ballad song here that we have as an intro, it just makes me pine for 1985. You know, long hair, ripped up jeans, Striper on tour.
This is probably shortly after 85, but yeah, you're about right. 800-259-9231. Take control of the show. The Saturday night edition here till 10 o'clock Eastern time and anything goes. Political issue, personal problem, or total crackpot conspiracy garbage. I'm sorry.
Come on, you're being mean.
I'm sorry. Look, I don't know where this kind of misinformation comes from. We had Tom on from Brooklyn a few moments ago, and the call started, you know, with some interesting information about satellite tracking and alleged piracy on the high seas.
And the disappearance of piracy on the high seas as a result.
Well, the so-called
I have to say that I think
it's still happening.
I have to say that satellites tracking was probably put in place in order to, for, you know, one government to watch another. Mainly
maybe
the Soviet Union and the United States to watch each other's movements as far as missiles and
that's
stuff.
That's all speculation. It's there. That's a fact.
Yes.
There's definitely satellite tracking.
And
there's definitely
had an effect on shipping, I'm sure.
There's definitely piracy. So that was all, you know, believable. But then he started going off into this territory where suggesting that your television actually is operating as a camera. There is no evidence beyond total paranoid delusion for that. Your television has what's called a most televisions, most the average person's television is a CRT, cathode ray tube. It's also known as an electron gun. It's literally an electron gun that is mounted in the back of your television that shoots electrons against phosphors on a screen, and according to what electrons are shot, it lights up certain colors. There's no CCD, which is what they have in cameras. Okay, a CCD is a charge-coupled device, and that means that you can take pictures and things with it. There is nothing like that in your television set. Your television set with that gray to black tube on it, you're not going to be able to take pictures out of that thing. It's total paranoia.
I suggest
that they're putting these in all of your televisions.
The average American home has like four televisions in it, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
So, I mean, what you're talking about is somebody who's in charge of watching four times the American population.
Right.
But, you know, well, not times the American population.
I don't know if he suggested that there was actually
somewhere in the neighborhood
watching.
Of a quarter million different televisions.
I don't think he suggested that someone was necessarily watching it at any given time. That'd be impossible.
It would be impossible.
But I guess the suggestion was they're monitoring you, or they could monitor you if they wanted to. No, they could go in and plant a bug in your house. They could go in and plant a video camera in your house if they wanted to.
I think he's right on the Nielsen ratings thing, though.
That they use a regular cable box? Not to my understanding.
They use a box that is controlled
by
a box. Clicker.
Yeah, it's the Nielsen cable box. They have a piece of proprietary... They have a piece of proprietary hardware that can probably, it probably hooks into the cable box and it monitors what channel you're on.
Well, it has to know what channel you're on.
Right.
Because you sit down and you say,
That's not brain surgery as far as creating an electrical box like that.
No.
But to suggest there's a camera in your television set, where does that come from? What crazy email group did you read that in? Because, go ahead, crack open your TV set and see what's inside. Go ahead and open up. I have a projection set, which is a CRT device. In that particular, in a regular direct view tube, the ones that most people have, the ones that are under 36 inches,
mm-hmm.
the big hulking television
yeah.
sets,
big box.
They range from 13, as low as 13 or 9 inches, all the way up to about 36 inches.
Mm-hmm.
And those are common cathode ray television. They take that same technology and they put it into those big screens that
yeah.
you see at the store. The older big screens
that's
are also.
That's what I've got at my house.
Yeah, you've got a cathode ray tube set, but odds are good yours is three cathode ray
yes,
tubes.
Yes, it is.
One for each color.
Right.
Okay. You get your red, your green. I think it's red, green, blue.
Yeah. I think
and so they are each shooting electrons at a particular display device, which is then projected onto a mirror, which is then projected onto the television.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's other devices like DLP sets, DILA sets. There's all kinds of different television technology coming out. None of these things have the capability to capture you in your living room. It is not possible. Please, I really hope this is not something that more than two people believe.
Could they not put a little camera like the one on the back of my cell phone here?
Absolutely,
a little camera
they could.
Like this that would be a terrible, terrible picture, by the way.
Yes,
but
they could.
A little
could.
Camera like that and put it where in that black thing where that
where the infrared receiver is.
Right.
Sure.
Definitely.
Sure, you could do something like that. But again, then you'd have to have this infrastructure built to actually take advantage of that. And I'm sorry...
How would the signal get back, though?
Well, okay, you can transmit over cable lines, obviously. I mean, at the studios here, we've got the cable service for internet.
Right.
And you can better believe you're sending signal out
right.
Across a cable connection. But as far as cable television is concerned, that's a one-way signal, unless it's a digital connection, which if you've got the old analog-style boxes, you know, with the red numbers,
mm-hmm.
like Scientific Atlanta boxes,
right.
those have no capability of sending a video feed back to
he
the
called
cable
the wrong
company.
Show, didn't he?
Yeah, I don't know why. Look, if you think Free Talk Live is going to believe everything you say, you got another thing coming. I mean, we're very open minded.
You get to talk about it.
Yes,
there's somebody out there who believes what he said and agrees with him. Probably they'll get together and have lunch, discuss.
Yeah, meet up on our bulletin board system. Post a link to your evidence. I want to see the evidence on this one, that there's cameras inside your television.
Well, tell them how to be part of
you
the BBS.
Go to, yes, you go to freetalklive.com, click on BBS, and you can join up. It's absolutely free. There's a bunch of people in there of varying different opinions, I'm
with
sure.
With the old-style BBS rather than the new-style message board name, so that way you can trust it more.
That's just amazing to me that people... Now, look, I understand paranoia. Don't get me wrong. I totally understand paranoia. If they're really out to get you, you're not paranoid anymore, right? I mean, you know, so there's a certain point at which it's okay to be paranoid.
Right.
But to suggest that something like that is going on, it's totally without foundation.
I got something that segues into conspiracy theory a little bit.
A little bit.
If you'll recall... The guy who in Indiana who broadcasts our station on his big powerful
like 300 watts or 700 watts.
What's he call it? Yeah, 700 watts private radio station. What's he call it?
He calls it a microcast.
Microcast.
Micro station.
Now he had mentioned what it was going to be like if the government came after you in your home. He said, you know, no guns, no jackboots, no tasers, no nothing like that. They're just going to sit out on the street and hit you with sound waves, and you're going to get a headache, and you're going to get nauseous, and you're fall on your kitchen floor, and they're going to come in and get you.
Okay.
Well, apparently, it's
did
happening.
You believe him?
I think
at the
that
time?
I think that if they did want to get you, it's a great way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jerusalem, AP. Israel is considering using a new, unusual new weapon against the Jewish settlers who resist this summer's Gaza Strip evacuation. A device that emits penetrating bursts of sound that leaves its targets reeling with dizziness and nausea.
Oof.
Security forces could employ the weapon to overcome resistance without resorting to force. Their paramount aim. But experts warn that the effects...
No, that's not force. That's not force making
force.
Someone sick?
Sure, it's force. But experts warn that the effects of prolonged exposure are unknown. The Army employed this new device, which it dubbed the Scream, at a recent violent demonstration by Pakistanis and Jewish sympathizers against Israel's West Bank separation barrier. Protesters covered their ears and grabbed their heads, overcome by dizziness and nausea after vehicle-mounted device began sending out bursts of audible, but not loud, sound at intervals of about 10 seconds.
What I want to know, maybe you can scan the article during the break, what I want to know is, can you just defeat it with earplugs? Like, if you've got a pair of earplugs in your pockets, can you take care of the problem?
Well, earplugs aren't perfect. You can still hear things.
I understand that. But would it help?
I doubt it.
800-259-9231. We got Ben on the line. He wants to talk about 1984. Ron wants to talk about microphones being in your cable box. It's your show. Free Talk Live. Take control.
Did you know that sugar, that sweet and simple, inoffensive-looking, refined substance you use in your coffee and cupcakes, actually reduces your body's ability to protect you? It suppresses your immune system. Now, check this out. The average American consumes 2 to 3 pounds of sugar on average each week. That's about 120 pounds of sugar per year. Do you know what happens when your immune system is compromised? Your health suffers. It's that simple. Here's how you can help your body win the fight with the dietary supplement Agaricus Bio. The dietary supplement Agaricus Bio was developed so that you can fight back again and again by giving your immune system a chance to be the first line of defense it was meant to be. For a limited time only, get Agaricus Bio at 20% off the regular retail price. Call 877-817-9829 to order Agaricus Bio at 20% off. That's 877-817-9829 or visit www.thepowermall.com. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com.
I want you to take a moment to think about moving out of your home, uprooting your family, uprooting your career, changing your whole life. Thought about it? It's quite a commitment, isn't it? I'd like you to think about this, too. Do you feel like we are rapidly losing our civil liberties with each passing day? Does this worry you? Does it bother you that our politicians don't even read many of the laws they sign every day? Well, over 6,000 members of the Free State Project have made that commitment to change their lives by gathering 20,000 people with a plan to move to New Hampshire to remind the world that freedom works. When we reduce the size, scope, and expense of government, you and your family will be free to run your life and run your business as you see fit. With the Free State Project, you can have liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604, or freestateproject.org.
You've heard it over and over again. It's not if a catastrophic event will occur, but when. When are all of our resources, the things we take for granted, going to be pulled out from under us? When this happens, we're going to have to take care of ourselves and our loved ones with the only resources we already have. Don't wait for when. It's important to act now. And Ready Reserve Foods has everything you need as your survival supply headquarters. Call 877-817-9829 and start preparing today for you and your family. Ready Reserve Foods has a one-year meal program that can feed an entire family of four for 365 days for as little as 59 cents per meal. Joyce cooked up a meal for the office and it tasted delicious. Ready Reserve Foods has everything for survival, from kits to shortwave radios, storage containers to non-hybrid garden seeds, and so much more. Literally everything you need for survival. Don't wait for when, act now. Call for your free catalog, toll free, 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. It's better to be a year too early than a day too late.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. It's your show. You take control and bring up anything. Political issue, personal problem, anything goes. It's Ian here with you.
And man,
we're here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. Join us online at freetalklive.com. We got archives. Last 6 days of the show are right there on the front page of the website. You don't have to log in. There's no membership fee. Just go get them at freetalklive.com. We got calls rolling in. Let's go to them. Talk to Ben in Florida. Ben, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Ben. Ben in Florida, going once. Ben in Florida. Ben in Florida, going twice.
That's it.
All right, Ben. Board up says, Ben gone. Ron in Michigan. Ron, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello, Ron.
Hey.
Yeah, I've been in the satellite business for 25 years or so, and all the new boxes have cell phones in them. And my
come on, the new boxes have cell phones in them?
Yes, they do.
Why? Like,
why?
Like a cell phone, like my cell phone? It's just sitting in there.
Yeah.
Uh huh. For what purpose?
I don't know.
And how do you know? Are you a tech? Are you an engineer?
Yes,
do you build these devices?
I've set up it in the business for 25 years, you kids.
Well, I understand that, but we're obviously just taking your word for it. Are you a tech person? Are you an engineer? Or are you a salesman? What do you do in the business?
I've worked in this business for 25 years, and there are cell phones in those boxes.
And I'm confused about this.
I have found the mics. I don't know what else is in them, but I have found the mics.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay, yeah. When you found these mics, did you think to take any photographic evidence and post it on the internet for the world to see, or is this kind of just like Ron's personal project that you only know
about?
You're
going to find something about half the size of a capacitor. You know, it's going to be half the size of a 22 shell.
Uh-huh. That's small.
And, yeah.
Well, microphones don't have to be very large.
No.
I don't know about cameras, you know, but...
How far of an area
have
can
cell
it cover?
Phones in them because I had a...
What, was the microphone mounted to the circuit board? Was it mounted to an external kind of a grate so it could pick something up? Where was it mounted?
Grate. Yeah, this went out to the grate, you know, to the edge of the, near a cooling grate, you know.
What was it wired to?
I was back into the circuitry.
Mm-hmm. And how far would this microphone go? How far could it go?
I have no idea what the capacity was. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't think it would
be this is for satellite.
But you have this little capacitor with an opening in the end with carbon in it, you know.
Okay.
Carbon, diaphragm. It wasn't a capacitor.
Are you a designer? Are you an engineer?
No, I'm not a designer. Yeah.
Okay, so you just were opening. You just happened to have a box open, and you happened to see something that looks to be like a microphone.
Now I'm confused about this cell phone. Did you say that it's like a regular cell phone?
Yes,
like
it's
a little
cell
Nokia
phone chip.
Chip.
I had I called in for programming on a, this is a C-band system with a 4D receiver,
mm-hmm.
you know, which is a big old dish, and it's the newer high-tech receiver, I don't know if you're familiar with it.
We're familiar with the dishes, but not the receiver. Okay, go
right,
ahead.
Right. Okay, you've got a couple hundred channels out there or more, you know, and the tech screwed up on the other end, told me what channel I was on. Now, there's no way he could know. All I had was a power cord going into the wall. I hadn't even hooked the phone line up yet. Except he knew what channel I was on. How could he know?
Why would the satellite operator guy want to know? I mean, what are the satellite companies?
For
and why would
reasons,
they be sucking
you know?
Up? Why would they be sucking up bandwidth on you know the cell phone bands just to transmit your channel information?
Well, I'm just telling you that cell phones are in there.
Mm-hmm.
Cell phones.
Well,
are
you
in
certainly
there, so why
you
are
certainly
cell phones in there.
I mean, you certainly made a more legitimate claim than our last caller did, that's for sure. At least you're backing it up with some sort of. Why didn't you photograph it? Why didn't you post pictures online? You know, share it with people. Prove
what,
that.
A little mic? You know, they could say, well, you wired that in there or whatever, you know.
Well, it'd be more than, you know, it'd be better than just a claim, wouldn't it? Yeah. Why couldn't you? I mean, you worked in the business. Did you consider calling the higher ups, the engineer types, and asking them what
the. I talked
to
other people in the business. I don't know. Why should I call them up, you know?
Now, is this on every box you work on, or is this just the one time that you saw this?
I opened one up, and there was a mic in there, you know. We got a capacitor with an open end and a carbon diaphragm in it.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's about half the size of
So you just don't really care that much. You're just letting us know that's what you saw.
I'm just letting you know that the last caller might not be all... Oh,
well, that's
cool,
total.
Man.
I mean, that's total crackpottery to suggest that your television's watching you. I mean,
I'm not sure about that.
Cathode ray tube. I mean, Manwich is right. First of all, I want to make it clear that yes, there are definitely people, government people, that would like to have some sort of technology like this in existence. They would like to have it implemented.
Have you ever seen the smallest new color cameras you can buy? They're about the size of a quarter.
Sure, they're very small. Absolutely. You could certainly mount one of those.
I can go buy one of those tomorrow. I mean, I don't know what the government's got. How big they could be, you know.
But yes, I agree that you could mount a camera into a television set, but to suggest that every single Magnavox that's coming off the line, every 13-inch Magnavox has a CCD in it, is totally, that's just out of line. I mean, it's not possible. But interesting, I'd love to have some more evidence, though, Ron. I mean, if you don't care that much, I don't even know why you're bothering to call. I suggest take some photos of it next time you see it, contact the manufacturer and say, is this what I think it is? And find out what they have to say.
They're spraying us every day, and you guys don't know nothing about that. So
they're what?
You know, goodbye.
All right. What did he say? They're spraying us. Oh, jeez.
Contrails.
Oh my gosh! Don't start that one. That is just total. It's like crackpot night here on Free Talk Live.
Oh, good.
You want to call in 800-259-9231? They're spraying us. Those airplane trails are actually chemicals, and they're going to kill us all. The government wants to kill us all so they cannot collect tax dollars anymore in the future. What are you talking about? It's so crazy. 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. Not to mention the photographic so-called evidence in that particular case. is totally unbelievable, if you've ever actually gone to look at it.
I've looked, and there's...
It's either paranoid or unbelievable.
Well, it's just a
it's either of an airplane
leaving
the trail. Yeah, it's either paranoid of the trails, or it's this weird cobweb stuff that somebody photographed. Somebody put some Halloween cobweb up on some road signs and claimed it was stuff that came from the sky. More coming back. It's your show. Take control. Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231.
For a while now, you've been hearing about energized water and what it can do for your health. But have you taken the next step and actually experienced energized water? It's absolutely incredible what you'll experience while using the energized products from Aqua Northwest. You've seen the banner on GCNLive.com, but have you experienced the power of the pyramid? We all know that negative energy can make you sick at home or in the office, but the energy pyramid from Aqua Northwest wipes out that negative energy within a 125-foot diameter. After 1 hour, negative energy fields should be raised to a positive level, resulting in you and others in the area to feel wonderfully energized, among other possible health benefits. Just check out what others are saying by reading the exciting testimonials at AquaNorthwest.com. Call AquaNorthwest.com and they'll find the right energized product for you. Call now for a free catalog toll-free 888-AQUA-NW. That's toll-free 888-727-8269 and experience the exciting benefits of positively charged water or simply visit AquaNorthwest.com.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at FreeTalkLive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. It has been a very interesting hour so far. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the show and bring up whatever you want, whether it be a political issue, personal problem, or some sort of bizarre claim. We've had some interesting claims so far this hour, including someone claimed that your television could be watching you. Or he seemed convinced that it was.
Your television is watching.
And then somebody else called in to suggest that he believed there was a microphone that was placed in a satellite receiver. And
he saw it.
As he claimed, it was a cell phone. Now, he sort of backed that up with something.
Yeah, well, his seem is at least possible.
Right. Mm-hmm. The first caller had nothing. Yeah. Nothing but pure conjecture of paranoia. The second guy actually said he was, apparently he claimed he was in the business for 25 years.
And he could talk tech with you a little bit, too.
A little bit. And then he claimed that he was on the phone with some of the tech people. He claimed he just had the satellite dish plugged in, or the satellite receiver plugged into the wall, but he didn't have any phone line hooked up to it or anything else like that. He claimed the person on the other end of the phone knew what channel he was on. Let's go to Bill in New Hampshire. Bill, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Emanuich. Hello. Hello, Bill.
Hiya.
Hi there.
You had a call a little while ago saying that the TV set was watching him. Okay. I have a... No, I'm not knocking that. I'm saying that I have C-band. You know what C-band dish
yes,
is?
Yes, the
okay.
big dish.
Yes,
the big dish.
Sir. And I won't give that up. They're going to come and tear it from my dead fingers.
Okay.
But they're trying to. They're trying to do this little tiny little dish crap, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we'll make a long story short. The tiny little dish costs way more for programming, and it rains out pretty bad whenever it rains.
Right.
It's very weather-influenced and all that.
Sure.
The hell with that. So what I'm trying to do is keep the C-band. But I remember when they came to install my C-band, they told me, the installer told me, that my C-band communicates with the satellite, telling them what I watch.
Well, then maybe that's what it was. That may be an explanation for what he was saying and that they knew what channel he was on.
Oh, well, of course. Now, this is capitalism. It's wonderful. I love it. But wouldn't you assume for a moment that they would want to know what you were watching so that they could place their ads more appropriately?
Absolutely.
That seems possible. Certainly the Internet does something very similar with cookies and that kind of thing.
Okay. Now, let me ask you this. Wouldn't you assume that if this is information gathering,
mm-hmm.
certainly, wouldn't you assume that the government, especially under the Clintonistas, would want to have this sort of information? Or any
maybe
government.
I mean, but they want to know if you're watching Friends at 8 o'clock at night. I mean, I guess there's something useful there.
I just don't think they're that competent. I don't think they could compile
now,
that information very well.
These are the same people that can't keep the drugs out of the prisons.
They can't deliver the mail on time.
Right.
But they have to do something. They're trying, whether they're doing it right or not. They are trying.
And one thing's for sure, Bill, they're definitely moving in a direction of more surveillance. I mean, there's no doubt about that. Free Talk Live doesn't deny it. We certainly don't deny that there are government bureaucrats out there that would like to track your every move. And, Bill, your cell phone's kind of freaking out on us.
I'm sorry.
But hey, Bill, we're glad you're out there listening. You're on. You must be listening on.
Don't hang up. I have another.
Oh, you better hurry, though. We got about 20 seconds for you.
Okay, we have this the defense thing from President Bush, right? God help us when a Clintonista gets in office.
Well, they're all going to cause damage.
The Patriot Bill is going to be used against us.
They're all causing damage. Bill, we're glad you're out there listening on our newest affiliate up there in New Hampshire. Stay tuned. We got hour number two on the way. Hopefully, they're supposed to be carrying it. We had some trouble last couple weeks. So actually, hang on, Bill. We want to know if we're on hour number two. So hang on for us if you can. 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.